About the structural engineers. In 1910, Ludwig Hoffmann's planning staff was initially expanded to include the city planning officer Wilhelm Wille, 1877-1929, as the museum architect specifically responsible for structural engineering issues. Wille remained associated with the museum project in this position until his death. In view of the emerging challenges of the foundation, he soon decided to consult the structural engineer Otto Liefelf, 1868-1943. Liefelf, who had studied mechanical and civil engineering at the newly established Technische Hochschule Berlin, now University of Technology Berlin, from 1877 to 81, was already considered one of the most respected structural engineers in Berlin at this time. The spectrum of his buildings already ranged from the main building of the trade exhibition in Treptow, 1895 to 96, to the elevated railway station Schlesisches Tor, 1899 to 1901. And the spectacular revolving airship hangar in Berlin-Biesdorf, 1907-1909, which he was responsible for together with Siemens engineer Karl Janisch, 1870-1946, left as illustration in the absence of a portrait. Liefelf remained the building's structural engineer until the Pergamon Museum was completed. He was able to develop masterful solutions not only for the difficult foundation, but also for the wide span ceilings and roofs.